This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
We're joined now by Day to Day's personal finance contributor, Michelle Singletary. She writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, for The Washington Post. Michelle, the subject today is one that actually is not that nice to talk about, layoffs.
Absolutely. It's a very trying time for many workers. As we all know, the unemployment rate is creeping up. So this is the time to look around and find some places to cut expenses before you lose your job.
What's the first thing to do?
Look at all your expenses for the month and think about the things that are non-essential. You know, if you want to keep cable, perhaps you need to cut back on the premium channels. If you've got a cell phone, you may think about taking that cell phone and putting it away and just using your landline. You want to look at anywhere. Entertainment, for example, is the biggest area where people spend money and don't realize that they are spending so much. So look at your budget, figure out the places that you can cut before a tragedy happens and you lose your job.
You know, a big part of jobs these days, for many people anyway, is regular contributions to a retirement plan. Isn't that the kind of thing that you should keep up no matter what?
Yes, under normal circumstances, and some of the things I'm going to say are counterintuitive, counter what experts are telling us. But if you are in an industry where you know that there have been layoffs or people are getting reduced hours, one area where you may want to cut back just temporarily until you are sure you're on solid ground is your 401k plan. You want to cut back perhaps to just enough to get the match or even cut in half, because the important thing is you want to hoard cash. Certainly you don't want to make a habit of this, and when you get back and you know that your job is solid, you want to continue to go back to contribute to your 401k plan. But that's one area where you can start cutting.
What about things like paying off your credit cards?
During these trying times, if you know your spouse has been laid off or you fear that you will be, you want to cut back and perhaps only make the minimum payment. Again, just temporarily until things get better. But you want to at least make the minimum payment, because the worst thing you can do is mess up your credit during this time. So that's why it's essential that you cut in other areas so that you can at least continue to pay all your bills and pay them on time.
I've read that some experts think that this is a good time to get a line of credit using your home equity.
Excellent, excellent thing to do right now. Rates are so incredibly low. People have a tremendous amount of equity in their homes. So you want to get it now, because unfortunately people sort of assume that these lines are only tied to the equity in your home. But in fact, you've got to have a job to get this line of credit. So you want to set it up while you're employed, even if you're not going to use it. And really, you shouldn't be using it. It should be a last resort. But at least it's there in case you do have a layoff. So you want to set that up now. But again, this should be the last resort. You should have your savings in place. Draw down on that and then use this if, in fact, you find that it's taking you a lot longer to find a job again.
Michelle Singletary, thanks.
You're so welcome.
Michelle Singletary writes Color of Money, a syndicated column for The Washington Post.